Now we have our second feature, written by Helen McDermott and read by Sarah Lusher. My Good Yarn, from the archive to Gen Z's needles.
Many years ago, I presented a TV programme called The Good Yarn Show, sometimes affectionately dubbed The Good Yarn Show. Because I'm not a knitter, we relied on the talents of local knitting groups and a handful of the era's well-known designers. One of those was Calf Fawcett, who opened the doors of his colourful, design-filled home and shared a wealth of fabulous patterns. A few episodes from that series now sit in the East Anglian archive, a fact that seemed trivial at the time. Little did we know that decades later, knitting would become a latest fad for Generation Z. Recent reports show a surge of young people picking up knitting needles, drawn by the mental health benefits and the rewarding sense of creating something tangible. The reminder of those early days arrived unexpectedly while I was sifting through boxes of items my late husband Paul Barnes had collected. Among railway memorabilia, vintage film cameras and books lay a handful of knitted pieces he'd been given over the years. Our families belonged to a generation that mended socks, crafted scarves, gloves and woolly hats and even knitted jumpers that often didn't fit. Sorting through Paul's treasure trove has been painful. Deciding what to keep and what to let go feels like losing a piece of him again. One item he had saved was a knitted Father Christmas made by his mother, and this year it will sit under the tree, a small but powerful memory of Paul, who loved Christmas. Now, what some might have thought a good yarn all those years ago is making a comeback too on TV. Channel 4 has a brand new competition series, Game of Wool, with Olympic diving champion Tom Daly as its host, the former swimmer turned knitting enthusiast. The inaugural episode sparked a wave of criticism from knitting purists. The Shetland Organisation of Knitters publicly denounced the show for spreading negative misconceptions about Fair Isle knitting techniques. And episode 2 took the drama a step further by tasking knitters with designing costumes for a pair of greyhounds complete with tiny hats and coats. While some viewers praised the whimsical dog challenge, others lamented the unnecessary animal involvement, and as well as looking silly, the dog certainly seemed uncomfortable. Who knows what they'll knit next, but dog outfits aside, it's heartening to see a new generation embracing knitting needles. There is indeed nothing like a good yarn.
Thank you, Sarah.